Dorothy Jane with D-Systems Health. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm in love with you and because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. I drove my friend Mike Day to Chattanooga again today and drove right by Covenant Presbyterian and realized that I was driving by it and just only caught it at the corner of my eye. Because it's a non-issue now, except I still desire to reconcile with the leadership there, and especially Render Canes. But it takes two parties, and clearly, blatantly, there's an unwillingness to do that, because they're a fraud. The institutional church is a fraud, and the problem is, I can argue that from Scripture now, which makes me an unwelcome party in the institutional church, which is trying to protect itself because they would rather protect themselves than look at the Scripture. I've been talking with several people and try to point out to them, and it's interesting, it's ignored. You read Acts 17, first Paul goes to Thessalonica and a crowd is stirred up. Later in Acts 19, he goes to Ephesus, and his crowd is stirred up. But then he goes to Berea. After Thessalonica, he goes to Berea in Acts 17. And they search to see if what he said was true. And the difference is just profound. And, you know, I have used... I wasn't going to get into this, but I'll do it anyway. I've used the Acts 19... and it doesn't sit well. In Acts 19, you know, there's the riot in Ephesus, and twice you read, "Great is Artemis of the Ephesians," and I have started to quote, "Greatest Trump of the Republicans." It doesn't sit well because it's identical. It's exactly identical because people are looking at the money they can make, as opposed to what it is to be obedient to the Lord. And I would contend people who are in positions within the institutional church cannot defend their position from Scripture, because if they get convinced that I present rational arguments from the Scripture, they're going to have to find another line of work. And obviously, people don't do that. You know me well enough. How often I have been relieved of positions because it's more important to be honest, loving, and in obedience to Christ than it is to make good money. I'm afraid that's what my family has been enveloped in. I really wonder. I really wish I could hear from you. Did you marry the guy in the BMW, or did you marry the guy who was trying to follow Christ? The evidence is the former, and that concerns me, because I married you because I'm in love with you. I'm a foul man, basking in the grace of the Lord, married to a woman who has her own issues, but I'm in love with you, and I'm committed to you. I love you, Dorothy Jane.